Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks as well to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. So I'm very pleased to have around the table today the mayor of our fine city, Mr. John Geddes, and our director of the Rock Hill York County Airport, a guy by the name of Stephen Gould. And I can't imagine what we're going to be talking about. I bet it has something to do with aviation. Hard to believe this airport of ours is 65 years old, and we're going to get into that today on our Straight Talk program. But we always like to do a few little introductions. And Stephen, it's been a while since you've been on here, so tell everybody a little bit about you.
Well, I mean, I've been here now for just over 11 years. I can't believe it.
My God.
my house I live in right now, I've lived there longer than I've lived anywhere my entire life, believe it or not. So we love it here. Son just turned 6, started kindergarten. So it's a fine place to, you know, raise a family. And, you know, couldn't be more excited to be here. I've been now in the industry, almost 14, 17 years, somewhere in that ballpark, and it just goes by so fast. I mean, I can't believe, you know, 2024 is almost over.
But don't say that.
It's pretty quick.
Well, where do you get to be my age? Then you know how quick it goes. Yeah. Good. And the mayor, I mean, what can we say? We've always had the mayor on here.
Yeah.
He's been our mayor now for seven years.
Yeah, 7 years.
Another
one to go.
You want to make your announcement now?
Sure, one more time.
All right, the airport. For those who have not been there, and I know you've done a lot of things to make the public aware of the airport.
Oh, yeah.
I think we need to tell them a little bit about it. I mean, this is a premier general aviation airport in South Carolina. You need to explain what we mean by a general aviation airport.
Yeah, so general aviation is an airport that kind of focuses on everything that doesn't have passenger service aircraft. So no airlines operate out of our airport. It's all privately owned aircraft or corporate business operators. We're also a lever for the Charlotte Douglas International Airport. What that means is we focus on trying to handle all of their general aviation traffic out of there so that way they can focus primarily on the airlines. Now, our airport here has grown significantly, especially over the past 11 years that I've been here. We're now the second most based aircraft, pretty close to the second busiest general aviation airport in the state, as well as the region. And we're on pace right now by the end of the year, possibly first quarter of next year, to be only the second airport in the state and in the region to surpass 200 based aircraft. So we have, and right now there's a huge deficit nationwide for hangar space. I mean, even though we have that many aircraft in homes in hangars, there's still a long waiting list of people looking to store their aircraft. So it's a great community. We have a great support with a lot of our tenants, very active. And, you know, we just keep adding on different opportunities that are there. We have new flight school that's been there for now, 3 to 4 years. And they're superiorly more busier than way busier than our previous flight school was. I mean, they're operating over 500 flight hours per month.
Wow.
The last flight school never even saw that in a single month the entire time I've been here. So they're doing things right. We got a good FBO, you know, handling things from the aircraft fueling standpoint and customer service, even their maintenance operation, aircraft sales. So I mean, it's a growing airport. We still got places to build upon. Believe it or not, we're actually starting to get a little low on available land pretty soon, probably in the next 5-10 years. You know, we might be out of space, maybe looking to, for more land to be able to put things.
Woo. So, just to clarify, so people understand this, there's no way that a passenger jet can land at the Rock Hill York County Airport. Not now, not ever.
Is that a challenge? Are you daring somebody?
Not unless it was an extreme emergency. Yeah. I mean, people have seen on the news where, you know, 737 Southwest aircraft, you know, had to make an emergency landing on an airport that was not capable of supporting that size of an aircraft. But no, you'll never see something like that happen at the airport. It's at, you know, and it's not even necessarily the length of the runway. It's the thickness. Yeah. It can't support that type of weight.
Right. You'll end up in the mud. So, Mayor, from your perspective, why is it so important to have an airport like we have here in Rock Hill, the Rock Hill Hill County Airport?
Well, it's just another example of us trying to maintain a competitive edge with our competitors around the Charlotte metro area, as well as in the state of South Carolina. You know, the game is always how can you get your economy humming as much as you can without having to raise taxes on your people and without having to raise fees on your people to do that and have a superior quality of life for everyone. And so the airport plays a role in that. I mean, Steve's done a great job, and I'll tell you, from my perspective as mayor and formerly as a city council member, the thing that our management team and our city council really excel at, again, in my opinion, is finding good, strong leaders in certain areas and empowering them. And what Steve's done at the airport over the last 10 years, 11 years, it's really phenomenal. I mean, the growth that we're seeing out there, the hangar space, the type of airplanes we're seeing out there. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but the reason you want to extend the runway when it's time and it's warranted is so that a higher value of aircraft can fly for a longer distance out of our airport, which makes us more attractive to those types of planes.
Yeah, and that's a big component of it, for sure, because we already have some of those aircraft utilizing the runway or the airport, but, you know, there's no way that they would consider basing that aircraft here, providing those tax dollars to the community, because they can't, their business model relies on them being able to get from point A to point B as fast as possible, and they can't do that with the infrastructure that we have in place.
Particularly during the summer months.
Exactly.
Because planes aren't as efficient getting off the ground
in
landing.
That's correct.
When it's hot, and we get plenty of hot weather around here.
So, and rainy weather.
Oh, yeah, and rainy weather. But you know, when you go back, I think it was 1995, when the council, and I think this even precedes you.
Before me.
They realized that the asset out there was not being, I guess, watched the way it needed to be watched. I think the airport commission at the time, which was a city commission, really wasn't active. And so I always thought it was a stroke of genius that whoever was in place at that time said, you know what, we need to hook this horse to the county. And you all put an agreement together that made basically the county and the city equal partners in this airport operation.
Yeah, well, Steve works for the city, and the city handles the operations and the budget for it, but it does allow, because of the county, and you correct me if I'm wrong, because the county and the city are partners in this, for funding purposes as it relates to improvements and staying ahead of the curve, it really helps us when we go to the state of South Carolina and get the relative matches that are required to do that.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's basically exactly it. You know, there was three main components of that 1992 agreement that was made, and that was a big one, was, you know, sharing the costs at a 50-50 rate when it came to capital improvement projects. You know, regardless of how much federal funding we received, how much state funding we received, but having that partnership really makes it much easier to be able to continue to develop and sustain the level of activity that we have.
Yeah, it wouldn't be viable operation without the county being a partner in it, no doubt about it.
Yeah, there's a lot of other airports in the state that are just, you know, county operated or just city municipally run, and you know, sometimes they struggle just to get the match at a 5% rate of a federal grant, right, just because they don't have that type of funding of capabilities available to them. So having that kind of relationship is really critical.
Now, I think you probably be better to answer this question, Steve, but when we talk about it being the window or the doorway into the community, I'll bet you could tell me right off the top of your head more than several different companies that have tooled in and tooled out of here that may be now operating facilities here in Rock Hill.
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole list of them. I mean, there's just way too many to count.
Okay.
But even the ones that are here, they may not have their aircraft base here. for various reasons, lack of space, lack of hangars or whatnot, but they might also have headquarters somewhere else, but they utilize our facilities on a regular basis because of their connection with their other locations here. But absolutely, I mean, it's very vital for any of those corporations that either are based here or have business to do here that we have a good place for them to come.
It's the way that the corporate world travels.
I get a call it's been a little while now, but I'll get a call every now and then and say, may it be really good if you're out at the airport in about an hour. There might be somebody's hand you want to shake. And I'm there. I know exactly what that means. And then, of course, the Adidas, the three-stripe event we have in the summer. You know, Steve's up on top of the hangar doing
pictures.
Yeah. No. Directing traffic.
Yeah, I was up on top of the terminal building the very first year because of how many aircraft came in at once. We knew we were going to have an uptick in traffic that day, but we had no idea exactly what we were in store. I mean, I even had the Charlotte Approach Tower call me after the fact, say, hey, what maybe give us a heads up about this activity next time. And I said, hey, I wish I had a heads up. But.
But, Manning, it just really – you know, we talk a lot at the city and the council. We talk about how do you get that value add for things you do? How do we make things uniquely Rock Hill when we're making decisions? And this is a great example of how that works out with Adidas and that economic impact that comes from them bringing here, the visibility that comes. You know, we have communities in other states offering them six figures just to come talk to them about moving their tournament.
All right.
We can't compete with that. But what we can compete with is you're not going to have a problem at our airport, and you're going to get in a car and you're going to drive 10 minutes and get to the gym you're a Division I coach.
Oh, absolutely.
Nobody else can do that.
Absolutely.
You know, we can do this and we can do that. So it's just the competitive edge our airport, thanks to the county and the city working together for funding, just makes all the difference in the world in so many areas.
I remember talking to one corporate exec a number of years ago who was flying. They flew their small jet in here. A bunch of people got off. A bunch of more people got on with a bunch of sandwiches, and off they went. And I asked him, I said, now, why don't you do this in Charlotte? I knew the answer, but he said, it takes us less time, and he lived in Charlotte, for me just to drive down the interstate and get on Seldonese Road to get to this airport and do what we have to do than it does trying to land in a controlled airfield called Charlotte Douglas behind all those great big planes. And he said, do you know what the cost of the jet fuel is? He said, it's pretty expensive. I bet you hear this.
Yeah, I mean, we actually had an example of a large jet that actually is based here. For some reason, they decided to fly into Charlotte one time. And after that, they decided never again because it wasn't the whole getting in line with the airlines to be able to land and whatnot. But literally, when they landed, they were sitting on the taxiway in between their two runways that were active for 45 minutes before they could actually taxi to the ramp to be able to get off. So they sat on the ground burning jet fuel for 45 minutes before they were actually able to get to where they needed to go.
We are what they call an uncontrolled field.
Correct.
Which means what?
Pilots talk to each other. And same thing, and they also talk with us on the ground. So, you know, if I'm in the airport vehicle, performing the airfield inspection, I'm making radio calls to pilots that are either getting ready to take off or in the pattern and whatnot. So we just communicate with each other. There's different parts of the airspace around the airport that you basically identify where you are in terms of the location. And that way, when you do communicate that, another pilot that's in the area, they can look in that exact direction and see you and actually make a confirmation that you're there. And you basically just take turns to land and take off.
I remember when that Adidas tournament was here for the first year.
Yes, sir.
There. Somebody's got a picture out there.
Oh, yeah.
Of whatever it is, a dozen or 20 or something like that. Corporate, you got it.
Yeah.
Corporate aircraft wing to wing out there for space. It was really something.
Yep. It was actually more than a dozen. We had at one given time, it was 23 jet-powered aircraft, whether it was turbine-powered or turboprops like King Airs and things like that. But we had 23 of those things on the ground, on our ramp, and some even taxiing at the same time, waiting for some to turn around and take off. Yeah, it was a madhouse. It was a fun madhouse, though. A lot of ants in terms of the personnel running around on the ground directing everybody.
Yeah. So the life of a coach involves corporate aircraft. Is that the way the Bears work?
No, not at all. Not a car, not a airplane. Maybe a paper airplane.
Maybe a paper airplane.
That's real nice.
So projects that are underway out there now, you've got more than one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have multiple hangar projects under construction right now. We have a taxiway rehabilitation that's coming up starting in the next couple weeks. And then we have our localizer getting ready to be bid out for replacements. That's part of our instrument landing system. It'll be the last component of upgrading. We upgraded the glide slope component last year. That's been something that's taken almost 10 years to be able to accomplish, but we're finally there. And then next on the, and then we're also doing a rehabilitation of our parking lot for the terminal building. And then we're starting the planning phases for an apron expansion to the south. So we got a lot of pavement projects, a lot of stuff going on. New taxi lane that's going to be conducive with a new hangar development. So it's my old boss in my last airport. He always liked to say, you know, if there isn't construction going on, you're not moving. So whenever we did presentations, it was always a construction site with an airport in the middle. So because we always had construction happening, and there's a lot of truth to that. If there's not some type of construction project going on in your airport all the time, you're being stagnant. You're not progressing. You're not moving forward.
If you've ever lived in a city, which I did years and years in my former life, where nothing was going on, you know there's a big, big difference when you come to a place like Rock Hill, yeah, and everything is going on. And it's a balancing act, is it not, Mayor? I mean, because this community is so unique in so many ways. Quality of life, but the people getting involved and doing the stuff that they do. And you hope as we continue to grow that we can maintain that mentality.
That's the secret. I mean, it really is. I think a lot about that a lot.
I bet you do.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. And you can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. All right, these are two veterans. They know what we do here at Substation 2. We make fresh subs and salads. We do it 6 days a week between 10 a.m. and 9 p.m. The way we do it, which keeps bringing people back in here all the time, is in those white letters. So we're going to bellow it out together at the count of three. Are we ready? One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Stuck in the office? Can't get away from school? Then go to our website, mysubstationii.com, click on your delivery choice, place your order, and they'll bring your sub or salad to you at home, school, the office, or even where you're watching the game. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
If your primary care physician has recommended surgery for a medical condition and non-invasive medical treatments are not an option, you may want to talk to your surgeon about new, less invasive surgical techniques. At Piedmont Medical Center, we use Da Vinci Robotic Surgery, a robot-assisted system controlled by your surgeon designed to allow for greater surgical precision during many general GYN and urology procedures that potentially offers you a quicker recovery. Learn more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Ready for a win-win? For a limited time, upgrade your ride for less and score a chance to win the ultimate football experience. That's right. From now until October 31st, apply for an auto loan at a reduced rate with Founders Federal Credit Union, and you're automatically entered to win four tickets to the Clemson versus USC game in Death Valley on November 30th, an exclusive Death Valley experience and a Founders tailgate package. Stop by a Founders office or apply online today. Visit foundersfcu.com/auto to learn more. Terms and conditions apply. No purchase necessary. Membership qualification required.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Have you been personally managing your investment account? Are you happy with your results? Maybe you should consider hiring a genuine money manager. If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see how they can help you. Anderson Griggs, 324-5044, or online at AndersonGriggs.com.
If life is getting in the way of having your favorite substation sub or salad, there is a solution. Just go to our website, mysubstationii.com, click on your delivery choice, place your order, and they'll bring it to you wherever you are. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop. This is Charlie Ruffalo, and I paid for this message.
great talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, the mayor of Rock Hill, John Geddes, is with us today. The airport director for the Rock Hill York County Airport, Stephen Gould, is here with us as well. And we're talking about, well, if you don't know anything about airplanes or airports and airplanes, just go back and listen to the first half of the show. We're very lucky because I think we've had very good political leadership over the years. And we've had a very involved citizenry over the years. And now we've got a
great director.
Great director as well that's making things, I mean... Premier Airport. I mean, that's all you can do. Just go walk in there and take a look at it. So the 65th, Stephen Gould, what are we doing for this thing?
Well, we're having what we call an open house. A lot of people mistake it a little bit because of how we handle our, like, put together our open houses in the past. They think it's a little bit of an air show. We unofficially call it a little mini air show because we do have some, you know, flying activities planned and whatnot. But most of the fun is going to be on the ground. A lot of cool static aircraft that will be on display, even ground vehicles. But we do have a lineup of aerial performers in terms of, you know, we're going to have Skydive Carolina out of Chester doing a skydiving demonstration with the American flag. We got a wonderful woman, Danielle Deese. She's the daughter of one of SkyTech's employees who's going to be singing the national anthem. We've got a beautiful voice. That'll be starting at 11 o'clock. Our gates are opening at 10:30 for people to come in and basically get on the grounds before everything officially starts. After that, we'll have JARS flying in, doing a demonstration in their Helio aircraft.
This is a short takeoff and landing here.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Yep, yeah. Yep. So we'll have that. Then we have a world-renowned stunt pilot, aerobatic pilot, Goody Thomas, who's going to be flying his aircraft.
You got to see this, man. You got
it. Now, he won't be doing any airbags because we don't have the wavered airspace. So he's going to go. He won't flirt with the gray area at all. He's going to be completely in the black in terms of what he's going to be doing.
You don't know Goody.
Yeah, I was about to say.
You don't know Goody.
But
that's not.
He's one of the 10 best pilots in the world at what he does. So we're very lucky and fortunate to have him there.
Is he still on the U.S. aerobatic team?
I don't know if he's on an aerobatic team. I think he just performs individually.
Okay.
But he travels all over the world. Like, most recently, he was over in Poland doing something. But then we have another local tenant who will be flying in a similar aircraft. He'll probably push the envelope a little bit more. And we also have another group of warbirds that are going to be doing some formation flying, including a missing man formation in celebration of one of our beloved tenants whose father just passed. He was supposed to be a part of that group, but he's not going to be able to join us because of all the stuff that he's having to deal with that. It should be a really, really cool group of aircraft. I believe we have 5 lined up right now that are going to be in that group, and possibly more. And then after that, we have what I call the Fat Boy tail dragger. It's called a Howard, recently purchased by one of our other tenants. It's one of the biggest tail draggers that I've seen. It's got a radial engine. It has that beautiful, like, thumping sound when it fires up. And then we'll have a few others doing some performances. You know, we have the National Guard representing themselves at the airport. We'll have the Air Force, the Coast Guard. The Air Force recruiter will have what they call a little mini jet, allowing the kids to actually drive it around on the grounds. The fire department, police department, Med Center Air's helicopters, CMPD's helicopters, Snoopy will be there.
Yeah.
We got Maggie, a Cobra flying up from the Celebrate Freedom Foundation. We got a beautiful T-28 coming in from Spartanburg. A few different T-6s, T-34s. You can look them all up. I mean, they're gorgeous aircraft. Another one that I haven't seen yet, but it's really cool. It's called a Widgeon. It's a WIDGEON.
Yeah.
It's a really cool, you know, fat-bodied aircraft that'll be on the ramp as well. So all kinds of cool stuff that'll be around.
So how long have you been working on this?
More than a year. It's another reason why I only do it once every 5 years.
Yeah, I don't blame
you. I had more staff to be able to assist me with it. You know, it would be easier to possibly put it on every year. But, I mean, it's the amount of work it takes to really pull this off. I mean, I do have a lot of help from some of our local aviation community, as well as some outside of, you know, just from the general public to help out, to kind of coordinate, you know, reach out to folks to help me get some of the performers or the static aircraft and volunteers. I mean, we have our volunteers. We're getting cadets from Northwestern High School, the Junior RTC program, Clover High School, Clover, Civil Air Patrol. I mean, we have a lot of people that are going to be really helping put this on and really make it a really fun event. And it's free.
And, Mayor, I know you've been to some of these in the past.
Oh, yeah.
The beauty is the numbers of people who turn out for this. They're huge crowds.
Yeah, it really is. And it's a way to celebrate. And I don't want us to lose sight also, and this is one of the things that makes our airport operation so successful and so special is – the folks that house their airplanes there, you know, the Taxiway J owners and the like. We just renegotiated our agreement so they can stick around for longer and have some stability there. And just to see them take ownership of events like this and other things that happen at airport, you know, it really is what makes it work.
And if we go back again politically, this airport wasn't always there. This airport used to be out there by the country club someplace.
Yeah.
And I don't know what year it was, but somebody said, this ain't going to work much longer. We got to go find a place and put it. And at that time, there wasn't anything out there except trees.
Two-lane road.
And somebody bought, whatever it is, 400 acres out there, and boom.
I believe it was headed up by Dr. H.H. Plemons, if I recall.
Okay.
He was the one that really got the ball rolling on that. And it was in like the early to mid-30s. And he was the one that really put the staple on getting that going. Back in the day, trying to find, you know, gather the right leaders in the community to really focus on getting that accomplished. And then you had, obviously, Bob Bryant involved as well. Those were two critical gentlemen that really put that notion into space to make it become a reality.
But, you know, in those formative years, there was a lot of people who said, oh, that's just a rich man's game out there doing this. You don't want to put any tax money into that, da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, I'm damn glad that happened because guess what? It's now it's an economic driver. Mm-hmm. You've done studies on this in terms of what the economic impact of that airport is, but it's significant.
Yeah, I mean, just the last study that the state did, they usually do a statewide study every 10 years. There's another one coming up soon. They're going to be starting probably in the next year or two. But the last one was done back in 2018 in the 10-year span between the one prior to that and that one, we went from, I think it was $6.5 million of total economic value or total economic impact back in the earlier 2000s to $40.5 million in a 10-year span. And I have no doubt in my mind it's significantly higher than that today. So I'm actually looking really much forward to the new study to come out.
Yeah, but back to your point, Manny, the reason this is so special is you see this economic driver, you see the opportunities it provides, but we haven't lost sight of the people of Rock Hill and the way they get to enjoy that, whether you fly or not. And that's what we're celebrating. It's October 5th or 12th?
October 5th.
5th.
Yep.
So
next Saturday.
Yeah, next Saturday. Starts at 10 in the morning.
10:30, gates open. Events start at 11, and it'll conclude at 3 o'clock.
So
be a lot of people out
come
there.
Out.
Yeah, come out. It's a great chance to see it. Gentlemen, thank you for all that you've done for the airport. Mayor, thank you.
Yes,
Stephen, thank you as well.
Appreciate it.
And thanks to the community that I know knows more about the airport now than they ever did because of these types of events. Smart idea to do that.
I agree.
Okay, well, that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. All right, one more time. We do fresh subs and we do fresh salads here. We do them 6 days a week. We got the, the riffraff has just come in now.
We let the babies in the door.
Yeah, look out. All right. But he is good for something. He is good for us on the slogan. Are we ready? How do we do it? At the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.